escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cohen's tweet, right? I love it. I think that this is really good. And he's done this really since he took over the team or bought the team. And not just when things are going poorly. He's measured, doesn't tweet very often. I don't think he's incredibly impulsive in his tweets where, you know, final out after a horrendous game, he's just pecking away at the keyboard and it's just emotionally driven. I think it's a good balance of, hey, reading the room and we're doing well or we're not doing well and, you know, being responsible with what he puts out there. And in a lot of ways, try to keep that Met fan base united and, having belief, which I think is good. So, because early on, he even said, I go back to May, I'm reading this, he says, welcome to the ups and downs of a baseball season, this too will pass, and he was right, all right? And then, a couple of hours ago, I know that Bogus referenced it in the update, he did not read it, I will, because there's one thing in here that I want to point to aside from the obvious. Tough stretch, no sugarcoating it, there you go, transparent, I like it. I didn't see this coming, I like it. I'm going to get back to that part in a minute. I'm as frustrated as anybody else. We'll get through this period. Our injured pitching will come back over the next few weeks. It's unlikely the team's hitting with runners in scoring position will continue at this weak pace. By the way, blatantly on a weak pace. I love it. And he writes, keep the faith. All right, there you go. So one thing that we don't know about Cohen, even though he's been here now for a half a decade, right? We don't know if he has an impulsive nature to how he views a lack of accomplishment. So the Buck stuff was interesting, and I thought that was the right move when he fired Buck. I thought it was time. I thought the messaging was stale. I thought the Mets just had a look that was not going to change, with all the respect. And I love Buck. We all do. So I thought that was right, but I don't think that was impulsive, right? I don't. But when he says this, all right, tough stretch, no sugarcoat, that's fine. This is the part I find interesting. I didn't see this coming. I'm as frustrated as anybody else. Let's just highlight those two sentences. Now, they seem very basic. He didn't see it coming, and he's pissed off. No kidding. All right? He owns the team. He spends a lot of money, $325 million payroll. He's put everything into this, all right? He's changed the entire dynamic of this team, or at least he's trying to, and he's gotten there in a lot of instances already. Last year, could have gotten to the World Series if, you know, they had another bat or whatever it was, or more pitching, but they were good last year. But what we don't know about Steve Cohen, because not every year since he's owned the team, have there been World Series expectations. There are this year. And if somebody that is as successful in life as he is doesn't see the expectation being met, well, how long is this man going to tolerate this? I don't know. And I'm really just asking the question. I'm not sure. But all I needed to see was, I didn't see this coming. All right, he's telling us right there, I thought we'd be a whole heck of a lot better, and I'm as frustrated as anybody else. Well, he's the guy who cuts the checks, and he's the guy who's got all the juice and the power. So if he didn't see it coming, and he's not happy, if this keeps up, somebody's going. Steve Cohen is not going to sit here this year and watch this go on for another 3 weeks or a month. And I'm not even saying that it's going to. But if it does, somebody's out of a job. And I don't mean like the assistant strength conditioning coach that nobody knows. He's going to have to do something that sends a strong signal. And I believe that he would. Now, I'm not even going to say who it might be or what it could be or should be. Because number one, I'm not entirely sure right now. I don't know. Players got to start playing better. But what I said before about the manager, he's got to prove that he's got that stabilizing gene. Like Aaron Boone, who many of you crush. 888-808-1019. Vinny on Staten Island, BT and Salma on the Fan. Vinny, what's happening?
Good morning, BT. So I want to piggyback to what you said about the pitching and they don't go eight innings anymore. The only pitcher I could see that may get, I don't think there's been a $400 million pitcher right now.
No.
It's been close. Okay. Paul Skeens is the only guy that I can see right now getting $400 million if his trajectory goes the way it's supposed to, upwards.
Yep.
Stays healthy, be dominant, stuff like that. Look at Corbin Burns. Got 260, 250. He's already out possibly two years with Tommy John. Garrett Cole is already 5 years into the Yankee contract. He's got Tommy John. So it's harder. I agree with you. But then you got to understand you got these minor leaguers in your system that you're developing. Why don't you start using them then? Because if you're not going to make those investments like the Yankees did with Max Fried, then you got to start looking at your minor league system to see what you have. Because because like I said, there's nobody else in this league right now that's probably going to get a four. Ohtani got 350 on a hitting slash pitching trajectory, and he hasn't even pitched at all this year. He only been pitching one inning. So look at that situation where if you're going to invest into a pitcher, the most that a pitcher has gotten so far is 225, 230, 250.
Yep.
No one's getting $300 million. And like I said, the only person right now that's on that trajectory that could get $350 to $400 million is Paul Skeens. Look at Strasburg. Strasburg, he was that guy, and he went down really bad. So I think that's the way they have to look at it now. Well, if you're not going to invest.
Well, I listen, Vinny. I think that that's something you're going to start hearing a lot about, and that's one of the things that I remember saying to you guys talking about with Sal, like over the last year or so. Like to me, what's the most exciting part of potentially of this Mets renaissance is when these young guns start, you know, coming up from the minors, pitchers. Like, you know, last year they were good. This year, the record's good. But when you inherit a minor league system, which was not very well respected at all, it's going to take a little bit to pivot and recalibrate and get your guys in there. So it doesn't happen overnight. And if you look historically, and not that it's destined to repeat itself again, but historically the Mets have always been at their apex when they've got those young arms that they developed. Tom Seaver, Dwight Gooden, and others, Matt Harvey, at least getting to the World Series with that crew. You know, so I think that that's part of it. I don't know how ready they are, and there's a fine line between being a little aggressive and being reckless with calling up young arms to try to stabilize the season. If you think they're ready, bring them up. If you don't, and it's inning limits, and it's, well, we've got to get this threshold at AAA and double A, and we got to bump them up and, you know, work them up sporadically and incrementally, and we've got this blueprint, which, by the way, every team does, and you are married to that blueprint, well, then they're not going to deviate from it. I don't know yet, but I know they've got a few intriguing flame-throwing arms down there, and there is no way they would be worse than the slop they're putting out there basically every night. Let me get Billy in Monmouth County, BT and Sal on the Fan. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Brandon, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Okay.
A quick comment. You know, J.D. Martinez, when he was playing for the Mets, was a stellar influence on that squad. And I know he's out of baseball now, and I don't think he's necessarily ready to be playing. But do you think they could ever hire him as an assistant to help with that organization? Because I think somebody with his insight and experience would be a benefit.
Yeah, but listen, I'm not going to shoot that down. Listen, I'm really talking about the roster upgrades. I mean, not so much coaching upgrades, at least not yet. And I think his baseball intelligence is just through the roof. I think that he would benefit any team. But, you know, I mean, you need guys who can hit right now and guys who can pitch. Not some sage, you know, Yoda walking through the door and try to transform this locker room into something more than they've shown so far. Where's the leadership, man? Where is it? Like, it's one thing to get rocked, and there are circumstances to at least to lightly defend the Mets here, or at least contextualize how, you know, the starters being so bad that's put them in this rough spot. But I don't see a team that looks angry being humiliated. And that is a problem. Like, that I don't understand. You're getting your face kicked in almost every night. Yeah, we're good. Get them tomorrow. Yeah, we're all right. Same tone in the locker room. Yeah, I know they had the team meeting. I got it before getting smoked yesterday. So at least the initial return didn't do much. Not that it can't, but it didn't pay immediate dividends. But does this look like a team that is just flat out disgusted with the way they're playing? It doesn't strike me that way, and that's a problem. Let me get Charlie and Bethpage back on BT and Sal. Charlie, what's up?
Hey, BT, sorry about that. I don't know what happened before.
That's okay.
You must have had a great birthday weekend watching my Mets get shellacked and your Yankees hitting the ball all over the field. So
First of all, the Yankees looked awful Saturday. And I don't take as much pleasure as maybe you think that I may, maybe a little, but not as much as maybe some of you guys think that I do in the Mets struggles.
You're being way too humble, but whatever. To get on with the Mets, Stern's got to come out of this because it's pathetic. And you know, before the season started, I wanted a number one pitcher. You guys did the right thing in the Yankees. You got a guy like Freed. We still don't have a number one, and we never did. Senga's not a number one, and we never got it. Watching a kid last night from Detroit, that's a number one pitcher last night. That's what the Mets need. We didn't get it. The bottom half of that lineup, I'm going to puke. I'm telling you right now, it's a 2-for-14 every night watching Terrence Taylor and Beatty in the back of that lineup. It's pathetic. Yeah. And the arms? I don't even know where to pull out these arms. They're in baseball heaven out in Yap Bank, pulling kids out there. I don't even know who some of these guys are pitching, and they're not getting the job done. And that only falls on Stearns. Now, I'm not looking for his head. I mean, listen, he wanted to be the next Theo and be this young GM,
Yep. Or
he's got to do something about it and pull himself out of this. And he can do it. He's got the money, and Cole's got to back him up whatever he does, and they got to do something to get out of it. Now, the perfect way to get out of this funk, but I'm looking forward, when I'm spending my 4th of July out in Montauk, is smacking the Yankees around this weekend. And that'd be a perfect way to do it. Let's take Toronto, Yeah. And then let's go down to the Yankees.
Yeah.
But we need leadership. You know, back in 86, we had Hernandez, Carter. We had Ray Knight, who punched anybody in the face. We had leaders in that dugout. That's when the Mets were. They were there. They didn't back down to nobody. I need that back. Can I just get a little bit of that back from these Mets? We don't got this from these Mets. It's hard to watch that. And I was going to Pittsburgh this weekend, but my stepdaughter came home from the University of Pittsburgh from dental school, so we didn't go out there. And I'll thank God I didn't go out there. It would have been horrendous if I was out there watching that for 3 nights in a row. It would have been terrible.
Well, you would
have been watchable baseball.
You would have missed a good show. What do you mean, Charlie? Would have been by the Pirates.
Don't give me a hard time. Come on now.
I went out there
for the Jet game and watched the Steelers smack them around too.
I shouldn't
go to Pittsburgh anymore.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Charlie, thank you for the call here. I mean, listen, the lack of leadership, you know, he mentioned, you know, Ray Knight and obviously Keith and Gary. Baseball is different. You don't have those gamers like those scrap, not as prevalent, not nearly as prevalent as it used to be. Those gamers that would, you know, take somebody out. Well, you can. You can't smash into somebody at the plate on a collision. You know, you can still take somebody out at second base, but it's got to be within the rules. You know, pitchers don't know how to pitch inside anymore in terms of commanding. I'm not talking about headhunting. I'm talking about just commanding from a pure pitching perspective, commanding the inner half of home plate. God, it's such a lost art, man. You add all these little things up and you get a fairly benign personality in baseball. You know, the Yankees are led very quietly by Aaron Judge, who is a rock as a player and a rock as a leader. You know, and Jazz has a little juice and pizzazz, and Goldschmidt's quiet behind the scenes, and I think he's been a great stabilizing force. You know, maybe the Yankees have a little more leadership than the Mets do, because I don't know, maybe they're mad. I don't know, maybe they do, maybe they don't, but I think they do. But even that's not, you know, overrunning the cup, just brimming with a surplus of leadership. I just think baseball is very different, which is why you need players. We could sit here all day and talk about chemistry, and yeah, I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I don't think it matters as much as it once did. So what really matters is the numbers. And the numbers, you know, really five hitters every night, their numbers stink. And the, you know, two, three arms that the Mets, four arms outside of really Holmes at this point, that's a Met. And even Peterson, who I love, is taking a massive step back. The numbers of the Mets starters that they're trotting out stink. It's a big problem. Let me get Matt in Northport, BT and Sal on the Fan. Matty.
Hey, BT. So I wanted to make a point about the lineup, but also I have another point. So for quickly on the side, for years I was an old-school NL guy, and I hated the DH. I hated the idea. Obviously, I've long made my peace with it. Starters get, like, they were getting two at-bats, and, you know, these guys are getting hurt. So, like, I get it. The DH is here to stay. But what's crazy is, for years, the argument was, oh, you know, you could keep stars in the game. You could get a Jim Thome. You can get a Frank Thomas. But that's gone, though. Now the DH is like a fluctuating, you know, get a bench spot. For the, I'm looking at the guys you run out there. DH, Jared Young, even Winker is like a, you know, it's funny. You look up and down the National League of the DHs. We're not seeing like a 40 home run guy anymore. It's just become like a,
yeah,
like a utility spot.
Well, you know what it was, Matt? What's happened here with the DH is that, you know, you're right. I think you nailed it. Back in the day, you had the aging player that you just wanted to get off his feet, who could still mesh, you know, couldn't run. Defense took a little bit of a step back, but you could put him. Like, back in the day, the DH was always batting in the middle of the order. Always. 4, 5. Some spots, 3, depending upon if it was like a catcher. Not that there's many great hits, but like a Piazza, you know, if you give him a little time off, whatever. to rest guys. I don't know. It's most teams now look at that as a revolving door, and usually they're okay with giving it to a young player for the most part. And, you know, listen, I would think that the Yankees will probably do the same thing. Well, I was going to say when Stanton's contract is up, but at that point you'll want to use it a little bit more for Judge, who's making big money. So, yeah, the DH has just evolved. The role, the importance, no doubt. 888-808-1019. How about Tony? Oh, he's got to be pissed. Lodi, BT and Sal on the fan. Tony, what is wrong with your Mets?
BT, pissed isn't even the word. I'm disgusted. I don't even watch them. They're the most unlikable New York Mets team in years. Let's be real here. Even when they were winning, when they were off to the good start, they weren't even playing well, BT. They were winning ugly 2-1 against the Marlins. It was disgusting. And now, you know, I never got on Mendy, but I got to tell you something. His little hissy fit the other day, it's the first time I saw passion from him.
Yep.
You got to get on these guys. I'm the first one to rip Aaron Boone because I think he's too much of a player's coach. Mendoza's starting to do the same thing. And you know who I got a real problem with? And you're going to like this one. Mm. It's Lindor. You're batting .212 in the last 30 days, and you want to keep smiling up there when you swing and miss. You want to finish your swing with one hand on the bat. BT, what is going on? And guess what? There's no fixing this team. There's not one simple fix. The team is poorly constructed. Stearns, this isn't Milwaukee, bro. This is New York. You got to build it the way it's meant to be built. You don't want to trade prospects for Crochet, who's dominating. Enough with the prospects. They all suck. I'm miserable, BT.
All right. So now hold on a sec. So a couple things. Now this goes back, and the reason why Tony just said, he said, you'll like this, BT, is because it's Lindor. And this go, you and I have talked about Lindor going back to when I was still working with Teak. All right. So, and you.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. So that I know why. For those who are new to the show, I wanted to get him up to speed. Now, at least let me at least be fair to Lindor for a moment. Although he has escaped any sort of criticism this year, and I don't understand why. Although maybe this is the answer. When did he break his toe? What was the day? June 3rd, June 4th, something like that?
Yeah, about a month ago,
Okay, what's he doing this month? It's been awful. Is there any connection?
There's got to be. No, okay, you're right. Well, you make a good point.
Okay, I don't know if that's the case because he's had other horrendous months as they met where he was fully healthy. But all I'm saying, he started really well, and then he broke his toe, and he played through it and even ran the bases a little bit. I'm like, wow, he tried to steal there.
Yeah.
I thought he might miss a month. And the guy's playing every day. Who knows how, and to his credit, he's not using it as an excuse. So I'm not saying he's playing well. But, the guy's playing with nine digits.
Before you let me go, because you coach, you know the game. What is with the one-hand finish on the swing sometimes? You're always taught two-handed. Whenever that guy hits a bomb, he finishes with that beautiful two-handed swing. Sometimes he looks overpowered. Do you know what I'm talking about when he swings and misses on those high fastballs?
You know, it's funny, Tony. Thanks for the call, man. Everybody says, like, oh, you coached and you played. Like, I played in a major. I coached 10-year-olds. Oh, man. I did play, but I wasn't that good. All right, so I will let somebody who actually did play get into the...
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
One-handed thing. But I will at least give you a very basic, rudimentary opinion on it. I got no problem with it. Because if you think about the actual swing, and this goes to, like, do a little research, Charlie Lau, some Walt Riniak, some prominent hitting gurus, I don't think it was 70s, certainly the 80s and into the 90s, where the one-handed finish became more pronounced, right? Now, I know it looks weak, really. I mean, if you got to, are you going to swing your driver with one hand on the golf course? No. But I do think it's an overreaction because when you actually make contact, it's with two. And once the ball is already impacted by the bat, the exit velocity is already determined. Like, it's already going to go, from a physics perspective, as far and as fast as it's going to go at the point of contact. So the acceleration before contact is much more important than after contact, when sometimes the one hand will fly off, which not everybody likes. Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't. That's just my, what do I know? But that's my basic reaction to the one-handed swing. All right, so incorporate the Yankees here. See, the Yankees, they're not nearly as frustrating right now as the Mets, but they are tricky to read. I take that back. They're fairly easy to read, now that I think about that. As I said that out loud, I'm like, no, it's the exact opposite. Easy to read in this sense, because we've seen it before. Look pretty dormant for a little bit, and then a couple of games played downhill enough where either Judge is banging bombs or, they're playing long ball and beating up on a bad pitcher or a bad team. And that's not to take away from the win yesterday. Better take 2 out of 3 than lose 2 out of 3. But the Yankee issues, to me, are still too often hidden by offensive outbursts that I think will fool some of you, but not me. And doesn't mean that I don't think the Yanks will be a playoff team. Of course I think that. But, like, the Yankees need a third baseman. They need a big trade. And, as I talk about the Mets, we'll get back to those calls here. Some little teeny tiny tweak, tinkering of, fourth outfield or whatever, or IKF getting acquired from the Pirates as the only move ain't going to cut it. Because, again, think about watching the Yankees. Think about the experience yesterday. Watch the Yankees yesterday. Jazz, by the way, what's that dude in the A's outfield? Is that Butler? How the hell did he not stop that ball from getting to the wall? I mean, that was disgraceful. I'll take it. But yikes. So he lines a bases-loaded triple, and Jazz has been playing very well since he got back. His numbers are sick, like 350 sick. He's playing very well. So you see him do that. And you see Judge launch two bombs, get to number 30 on the season. By the way, that is now 6 straight with 30 bombs for him. Not many Yankees do that. And I believe he's now 2 away from Mickey Mantle for multi. I saw the stat yesterday. Let's see if I remember. Mickey's got, 46 games with 2 or more home runs as a Yankee all time. And Judge is at 44. And so he'll get that obviously very soon at some point. And, you know, Babe Ruth's still a ways off at, I think, 64 or 66. But an accomplishment that Aaron Judge very well might do in his career. And the point is, again, depends when you watch the Yankees. If you watch the Yankees on Saturday, you're sitting here saying, how the hell is J.P. Sears shutting this team down? What? And, you know, the inability to create some runs, still a little bit of an issue. There was a week where the base running was wretched. We know the Volpe made mistakes. Dominguez made mistakes. I don't think that that's emblematic of who these Yankees are. But while I feel good about the team, I don't feel amazing. You know, I haven't felt amazing about a Yankee team. I don't even know if I felt amazing about it in 09. I felt amazing about the result. But that is one thing that has changed from being a Yankee fan. Like the belief and the conviction. And for some of you, you let that needle go far past the arrogance part on the fuel tank. I tried not to. I'm sure maybe here and there I did. I just enjoyed it. I was supremely confident. But it's been a long time. So that confidence has eroded. And, yeah, it was fun watching yesterday. It was fun seeing a sun-drenched Yankee Stadium and the great, and he is just amazing, the awesome all-time Aaron Judge doing his thing. But, again, if you watched it Saturday and 7-0. So I like the Yankees. I don't love them. I'm worried about the Mets to the point where if this doesn't resolve itself soon with moves and a return to health from at least Manaea, at least one of the two, Manaea or Senga, there's a chance the Mets won't be a playoff team this year. We did this the other day, and we looked at the updated odds. And I like to do this with Sal, do it for both the Yanks and the Mets, either after a winning streak or generally after, more so with a losing streak, because it kind of paints a picture for both teams. All right, there's a model that I use, projected wins, projected divisional supremacy expectancy, and percentage attached to postseason involvement, okay? And the Yankees' numbers are really high right now. But then I go over to the Mets, and the Mets suddenly are at 87.1 wins is their expectancy. Now, what does it mean? Who knows? It's just a roadmap to who they played and strength of schedule and whatever, some numbers, sure. But they right now have a 16.6% belief or whatever that they will win the division. And I think part of that is derived from how awful they look now, but also, guys, the schedule was easy early. And I know we referenced it going into the season. Like, it was a common refrain. I said it. I think everybody said, hey, Mets got to start hard. They got to start well. Got to start hot. Like, you got the Marlins, couple games. But I said this in the first segment, and it's worth repeating. The Mets in their first 29 games, all right, they had 6 with Miami, 3 with the A's, 3 with the Twins, 4 with the Nats. Miami's 8 games below 500, and they've gotten hot. Otherwise, it would have been worse. The A's are 18 below 500. The Twins are 4, and the Nats are 14. So of those, which, by the way, equates to 44 games under 500 for those games that the Mets played in their first 29. And they got over to a 20-9 start. So you commend them for handling business. But the other context is, they really were never that dominant force that they were projected early. And again, I'm not saying that, and I feel terribly for Canning going down, you know, and I still believe in Clark Schmidt, even though he's walked a ton of guys lately. I mean, that's like the one guy you can trust, but he's putting them on, you know, small villages at this point. But I do think that part of the reason the Mets pitching staff put up those sick numbers, and we all know what they were, because they played so many teams that stunk, that don't hit. So, pivot point, Mets season, you're at it. 888-808-1019, Glenn's over in Queens, BT and Sal on the Fan. What's happening, Glenn?
Hey, what's up, Sal? BT. It's okay. Listen, it's not as complicated as everybody thinks. First thing you learn when you play baseball is swing at strikes.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of baseball. I've never seen the whole team swing at pitches 2 feet outside the zone. I know you're going to get fooled once in a while, yeah, but I mean, every batter, every time, and some of them don't even start at strikes 2 feet outside. Well, and they look at the ones right down the middle.
Yeah,
I mean,
Glenn,
I don't get it.
In the beginning
of the year, they would get one hit and 3 runs because they're walking. They're not even doing that now. They're swinging at everything.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a bit of a broad brush, broad stroke there. Myself, I'm not saying I love the Mets' approach here, but is it their approach? You know, I'm not talking about the top few guys. Is it the approach that's off? You know, swinging at balls, letting strikes go, put yourself in bad hitting counts, or is it that they rely on too many hitters who just aren't really that good? Matt's in Newton, Connecticut. What's up, Matty?
What's up, BT? I gotta hold you to task here, man.
Okay.
This is getting almost unlistenable too. Like I can't listen anymore these past few weeks.
What's the matter?
Am I listening to the fan? Am I listening to CNN, MSNBC with the fear mongering?
I don't know. It depends what you're looking. You want the truth here, or do you want nonsense?
I mean, look, the Yankees and the Mets have the same number of wins right now, correct?
I guess so. Yeah, I'll take your word for it. Sounds about right.
Okay, so the Yankees have played the Rockies, they've played the A's twice. Why don't you talk about the terrible teams that the Yankees are playing?
Well, you know, I understand, Matt. What I've done is we've referenced that quite a bit. Now, I will say, I think the American League East is a little better than I thought it would be, but there's no doubt that the AL is inferior to the NL. I've said that. If you haven't heard me say that, I promise you my partner's heard me say it, and I'm sure a lot of other listeners have heard me say it. I've said it.
But it's like the sky's falling every time I turn on the radio station. They're a game and a half out of first place. Well, I understand things aren't going well. Matt, I get
not,
it.
Not going,
playing
not
the
going
type
well.
Of baseball we expect.
Not going well. Matt, you just got outscored 30-4 against one of the worst teams in baseball.
Did the MLB start giving out bonus wins for big victories over a series? What are we talking about here? It's one and a half games out of first place.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about the reality of getting your face kicked in again. And this inept stretch, which to me,
one stretch going nine out of ten away from everybody changing their tune.
Okay, and then we'll change our tune. Which to me, this stretch is more emblematic of who they are. Do you not agree?
Matt, let me ask you this.
Serious question, Matt. Listen, I understand the pushback. Sure. I respect it. That's fine. That's why we do this. But if...
Of course, and it's nothing but respect.
Matt, I don't take it as disrespect. I take it as you being pissed off and you being a great Met fan, and this is how we flush it out. It's all good. This is the essence of WFAN. I love this stuff. But let me ask you an honest question. If you were me today, okay, and your partner was off, what would you say to start the show?
They deserve what they're getting, but it's over the top, dude. It's over the top.
I don't think today it is, Matt.
They're not going to make the playoffs. They don't need to make one big move. They need to make multiple big moves.
I agree.
It's doom and gloom. It's doom and gloom constantly. How about we focus on the fact that we have one of the better lineups in baseball.
Better lineups in baseball. Your lineup stinks.
We're seventh in the NL and runs scored.
Here we go, Matty.
We're third in the NL and runs against. Come on,
Matty. I'm going to give you some advice, okay? And I'm going to do this, and I mean this. No, not like this coming from a good place because you have referenced a lot of stats, and I myself like to reference stats. So my advice to you, Matt, is to stop referencing the stats now because you are a prisoner to something that I don't believe is as real as you do. And I think if you do a deeper dive in who they played early and how those stats work themselves out and, you know, what the stats are now versus early, like, I get it. There's a point where you could say, hey, we're better than this. Mets have lost 3 out of 4. It's just a horrible weekend in Colorado, in Miami, in Chicago against the White Sox. If you play, you know, against a bad team, the Nationals, the Pirates. That's not what's happening here, dude. What's happening here is, to me, at least until proven otherwise, this, you're not going to like this. If you didn't like what I said so far, you're going to hate this. This, to me, is a slow, systematic implosion of the New York Mets that will lead to their ultimate demise this season if they don't make, you're not going to like this part either, multiple moves. Big ones. 888-808-1019. I love the call, man. I do. I love the passion. I feel it. I hear you. I don't feel you in terms of the message. I disagree with what you're saying. I respect it.
Well, that would have been fun if Sal was here today.
He must be disgusted. Everybody's disgusted. Now, the crazy thing, too, about the Mets offense, because the pitching is just so obvious. Until they get Manaea and or at the very least one of them, but for them, hopefully both. Like, I can't scream about something that I don't believe should be better. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. There's got to be some evidence that, or enough evidence for me, that whatever I'm reacting to is colossally underachieving for me to have the type of reaction that I'm going to have with other things, you know? And I just can't really react that way to this pitching staff because they just, at this point, started to trot out some bums, to be honest with you. I don't really know how else to say it. Just trotting out stiffs. So I'm not going to yell on the air about stiffs who are getting hammered and just not doing their job. So I looked at the offense, right? And, you know, the point is, and Soto's been terrific in June. But the thing is now, and maybe he won't. You know, maybe Soto, he's obviously capable of it. Maybe he has blasted off to the point where there's not another, you know, off month coming. July, bangs. You know, August, bangs. September, bangs. Postseason, bangs. Very possible. But in a lot of ways, like, he has to. Because imagine if Soto has, I don't mean a horrendous month, but just a non-impactful month. You know, not terrible, not great. Pedestrian, where a couple times you raise your eyes, like, could have liked to hit there. But nothing so egregiously bad, but nothing meaningful enough where it's really impacting the Mets' offense. He's the only one hitting, basically. And if that happens without the import of another bat, I don't know how they, at that point, I don't know how they would hang on and make the playoffs. I really don't. 888-808-1019 is the number. BT and Sal on the Fan. Rich is up in Mount Vernon. What's going on, Rich?
Yeah, the problem with the Mets is when they were winning, right, they didn't care of the runner in scoring position because they winning. Mm-hmm. But now, the runner in scoring position, they losing now. Now you come back to bite them in their butts. They should have been clear that stuff up.
Yeah.
So when you winning and you got flaws, you overlook the flaws because you winning.
Yeah.
But now you losing. Like, ain't no way in hell you just go to Pittsburgh going to score 4 runs in 3 games. That's unacceptable. Somebody got to go. Some of these players and from the minor leagues, they're not ready. They're no good.
Yeah,
they're no good. And plus, one more thing.
Uh-huh.
The Mets got a lot of players on their team that could lay down a bunt more than the Yankees. If you got runners, lay down a bunt or something, do a hit and run. Do something.
Rich, listen, I by the way, your first point's a really good one. I think what's happened, thanks for the call, bud, I think that the Mets' inability to produce with runners in scoring position is obviously amplified now because when you're down 5-0, you're down 3-0, you're down 6-1, you're down 7-0, you're down 9-1, like, you're just down. It's amplified. But when your pitchers are putting up zeros like they were to start the year and limiting teams' opportunities and scoring chances, well, if you struggle, which they did even when they were winning, it's less impactful on the bottom line. But when you were getting bamboozled from the first inning on, it seems, every night now, you can't have an empty inning like that. It's part of the problem. That's definitely one of the issues here. 888-808-1019. Vinny Cetterich, BT and Sal. Vinny, what's going on, Vin?
BT, what's going on, buddy?
Well, good.
Three quick things, and I'll hang up. I want to hear your reaction first. Happy early birthday to the greatest country in the world.
Yep. No doubt.
Number two, early prediction. Yankees take 2 or 3 next week from the Mets, and it's going to crush everybody's hopes. And three, the reason why the Mets are losing, I want you to remember a couple weeks ago when Sal said the reason why the Knicks lost is because the fans celebrated too early. This is all Sal's fault. Been celebrating way too much.
Is Vinny going to put this on Sal's lap, huh?
I am. That's it. He likes to rub the trophy, but he doesn't want to admit it. So,
Vinny,
so long.
Okay. Now, listen, this came up the other day, and I got to defend my boy here. I got to defend my partner. I got to. Every day, Evan Roberts races into the studio and sticks the little Apple phone recorder in his face. Sal, is the NL East over? And every single time, Sal says no. Now, half the time, it looks like Sal wants to smack him. Like, get out of here, dude. We still doing this? Why are you doing this? No. I cannot place that at Sal's doorstep here. I think that the reality is that they were just never as good as many of you thought they were, you know? And we could dissect a million issues until they fix themselves. They ain't going away. I remember a couple calls ago, even though we had a nice civil exchange and he was a little hot, like, you know, it's the end of the world, gloom and doom. I mean, listen, we're not talking about politics or world matters right now, which truly are, you know, much more important than this. But we're a sports station. And when something looks this bad, it's going to sound like it's the end of the world. Now, there will be some times where it's too much. I don't think this is one of those times. I really don't. And I believe that because there's no evidence, anything that the Mets do is elite. Not one component of their team can I say that's why I believe strongly that they will eventually pull through this and be fine. Like, is the staff great? Is the hitting great? Is the bullpen great? Is the defense great? The answer is no to all those. Of course, they could get better, but when they get better, certainly pitching has to, otherwise the Mets are going to win 80 games. Like if the pitching doesn't get better, season's over. Unplug it, done. Like, it's going to get better. I still don't know how much, but then if it's only incrementally better, well, now the offense has to be a lot better, and I don't think it's capable of it without being, you know, without somebody coming here that's not currently on the team. And I don't mean a minor leaguer. I don't mean that. Let me get Ron in Jersey City. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, what's happening, BT?
What's up?
This is what I want to say about the Mets. They're being too friendly when they're on the field. You get Lindor, he's on second base, or somebody on second base, he's over there laughing and joking with everybody. Get serious and start focusing. You see Alonso talking to the guy on first base. Everybody's laughing and joking. Look, get focused and stop playing around. They're looking like the opposite of last year when they were looking bad at the beginning of the year. Then June, they started winning. They had one of the best records in the league.
Yep.
Now they're doing the opposite of that now. They looked good in the beginning. Now they're looking horrible in June. They got to stay focused. Get the heck focused and stop joking and laughing with everybody.
Well, I got to tell you there, Ron, and I know that's annoying because I can't stand when my team's scuffling and I see like a lack of focus. Or one thing that we want to know as fans, we want to know that it bothers them as much as it bothers us. Like that is the essence, really, of if you think about one of the core principles of sports radio. The reason why we react the way we do is because we want them to feel what we feel, okay? I get that. It's always been that way. It's always going to be that way. But the personalities are who they are. And me and Sal had a conversation, which we got ripped for. We got shredded. And oh yeah, by the way, we were right about a lack of leadership within the Mets. Like the core and talking about, you know, the personalities. And that has not changed. Now, they brought in Juan Soto, who's a great hitter. Does Juan Soto strike anybody as a leader? Let me save you the suspense. He'll never be a leader. Wasn't a leader with the Nats. I'm not talking about performance. Wasn't a leader in San Diego. Wasn't a leader with the Yankees. Will not be a leader with the Mets. You will want him to be. You will scream and beg for him to be. He will not be. And one of the things, and I said it, but, you know, he's on such a good run, I couldn't make a big deal out of it. Otherwise, I probably would have sounded petty, and I was aware of that. And I'm never in the business of being unfair. But if I'm a Mets fan watching the Phillies game Sunday night, that nonsense with JT Realmuto going back and forth like they're best buddies? Like they're playing an intra-squad game. Dude, you're playing the Phillies. Oh, the chess game. Even the announcers, get off their jocks. The chess game that these two like to play, they always like to carry a conversation. Carry a conversation on during batting practice or when Soto's stretching and Realmuto's coming from the bullpen to warm up Wheeler or whatever the hell he's doing. I just think that that's a bad look. Like, and not enough for me to crush Soto, really get on him. And I didn't, because he's really, I mean, he's on a roll hitting. And he's an amazing player. He's an amazing hitter. But I don't like the way that looks optically for a team that doesn't have a lot of dogs in terms of what they emit personality-wise. I mean, Pete is as bland and as boring a leader as you could possibly have. Lindor, I mean, that's also kind of a strength sometimes, I guess. So again, I don't want to go nuts here. But you're up 9-0 or you're losing 9-0. Lindor's got the same attitude. Again, which in baseball is not the worst thing in the world, because if you wear it every day, which is part of Pete's problem, whatever, it can lead to a diminished performance. But I don't know. I don't need him smiling when you get your face kicked in by the AAA Pirates. That would bother me. You'll never see Judge doing that, ever.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.